Quite frankly, I'm here to fill the tank with a little gas, to try and get this problem solved once and for all. Because Syracuse drivers should not be welcomed at a gateway to the city, day after day by abandoned properties, overgrown fields, empty, littered parking lots. They're eyesores. But it's not just the eyesores themselves, they don't set a good tone for the city. And what I have found in my years as senator and as congressman, when there's a bad little area, it spreads if you don't do anything about it. And it sets a bad tone so that others don't want to develop and come and work and live even within a larger area around the bad area. What's more, on a positive sense, these stations stand as prime spots for redevelopment. This bustle, coupled with the mayor's own vision, could make all the difference in the world for this part of the city. So let me tell you a little more. These abandoned gas stations have been a plight to the gateway of Syracuse for years. And to add fuel to the fire, they've been cited for multiple code violations. The property here on East Brighton Street, vacant for 15 years, has 4 code violations. Here they are. Overgrown weeds and brush above 8 inches, that can be a home for pests and insects. Broken windows all over the property, chipping, peeling, and flaking paint, and a parking lot in utter disrepair. Guess who's the owner of these properties? Sunoco. Yes. Now, the one behind me says mobile, but it's actually owned. Well, they took the sign down. But it looks like a mobile station, but it's actually a Sunoco station. This one's a Sunoco station. And guess what? That nice busy one is a Sunoco station. Might the reason that Sunoco is leaving these stations abandoned because they don't want a competitor to their busy station over there? That's a possibility. We don't know the answer. But this is good property in a good part of the city. Everything else looks nice. That Kinney Pharmacy looks fine. This Sunoco is doing well. So it's very possible they're leaving it abandoned on purpose.